Shmuel that once you eat that, you have to claim your mekayim your mitzvah, you can't eat the cake afterwards.
As Bam Rishayin Eloi, he another Mishrayin Lechel Klum Acha Matzah Chayva. Once you eat your matzah Shal Chayva, you can't eat afterwards. So what's right if you do a Shmuel? So Mar says no. I tell you, Loi Mi Boi Komer. Loi Mi Boi Berishayinah. Not only the first eating, you can eat the matzah at the beginning of the meal. Because you're eating it, you're enjoying it, then you're like hungry. So you're enjoying the matzah. For sure, it's good to eat the matzah then, like we do. If you fill yourself up with other type of cake, and you want to eat the matzah at the end of the meal, Dilma, I would think maybe it's no good. Because Dilma also in the Mechel Achila Gasa. Maybe you fill yourself up so much with the meal, and you won't leave any room left. So when you come to eat, after coming with the last matzah, he'll be in achil gasa. It's like not called eating then. You're filled up, you're too full, you're forcing yourself to eat. That's called achil gasa, big eating, that's no good. Amaloi, so maybe I would think you're not supposed to wait for the matzah to first eat it after you already ate the cake. Kamashmala no. That's all the Bryce the Sefta wants to tell you. That you're allowed to eat the cake first, and then eat the matzah shem after coming. You're allowed to do that way. But maybe, who had in the other way also with smutter? Maybe you would be allowed to eat the matzah first, eat it like little teyovin, and then after the matzah, even though that's the only kazayas you have, so that's like the afikarim for you, still maybe you are allowed to eat other foods afterwards. So there wouldn't be a clear riot of Yudam HaShmuel from this brisa, this sefter. Yeah. So upon him, we hold like this. We hold the vadi, not supposed to eat after the afikarim. Mazutre masni hochi. Mazutre learned like this. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Maftirin achar ha-matzah afikoimim. He don't know. Fakir. If the matzah, if you only, if his man is there, there's no korban Pesach, we only eat the matzah for afikoimim, you are allowed to eat other things after that. There's no din not to eat after the matzah, only after the korban Pesach. For the Gemara name of the sign, let's bring a riot to the Shita from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikoimim. You're only not allowed to eat other food after the Pesach. Tzadiyach achar ha-pesach deloy. Only after you eat the korban pesach, that's like a chomer de-gedin, then we say you can't eat other foods afterwards. Avalacha matzah maftirim. But with mine is there, we don't have matzah, we don't have the korban pesach, we only have matzah, maybe it's mutter. So this could be a riot to this gears of Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel. Tomorrow says, no, Lloyd, it wouldn't be a riot from here. I'll tell you again, like we said before, loy mi boy kama. The Mishnah means not, loy mi boy kama. Loy mi boy acha matzah. Not only for sure, like if you eat the matzah, the afikoimin, you're not allowed to eat anything else. Why? To loy no fish time, because matzah doesn't have such a strong taste in your mouth. And the taste won't stay too long. Therefore, we should not eat anything else. Because that taste should stay as long as possible. Avali acha pesach. Mashenkin, this man, there's a korban pesach. I would think. Hey, Maloy, there's no isatid after the korban pesach, because since the meat has a strong taste and stays a long time, even if he does the food, it won't take away the taste. Maybe it's mutter, kamash malon, that even after the meat, after the pesach, still it's osatid afterwards. But maybe he was then after the matzah, for sure it's osatid. So the cat, there won't be any riot to the sheet of Yehudah Mashmuel from our Mishnah. Meitzvei avakashan yudom. That the Sefta says, Hasuf Ganim, if you have this cake, the sponge cake, Vadushani, and the honey cake, the Yaskarita, and small thin matzahs, is Oda Mamala Krista Mehem. You're allowed to fill yourself up with it Pesach by night. Ubavar Sheyoichal Kazayas Matzah Machroinim. But providing you have a Kazayas Matzah, was made in the Shemor, the Mitzvah's Matzah, and the kind of the Mitzvah, you have to eat that at the end of the meal. So, Chur Tzadiyat Bachroinim, you're only allowed to eat the matzah at the end. Because Mashmi, if you eat the matzah, you can't eat anything else. This is not like a Yudam Shmuel, because according to his Gersi, he's saying you are allowed to eat other foods after matzah. So here it's Mashma, if you only eat the matzah. Bachroin, Indri, Shaina, Loi. Tomorrow again, though, I'll tell you, Loi, me boy, Koma. The concept means like this. Not only. Loi mi boi b'rishoina, not only at the beginning if you want to, you could eat your matzah first, and then continue eating the rest of the meal. And that's a good thing to do, to kochel it to your oven, because then when you eat your first kazayas of matzah, you're still hungry, you want to eat. Eating it with a big taiva, it's a good eating. Avo b'achroina, Hashem came to leave over the matzah for the end, if you fill yourself up with other food. Maybe I would think that's no good. The yosa l'michla achila gasa. We should be afraid, maybe you fill yourself up so much with the other food, that by the time it comes for the tita matzah, you're ready too full? It's not called an achila. Hey, Maloy, it's no good to do this way. Kamash Malon, we hear from you, no, it's still good. You're allowed to do it this way. you're allowed to first eat the other foods, eat the other cake. At the end, you'll eat the after kaim from the kaim. The mitzvah matzah. This is also mutter to do. A korban you won't have any raya. A korban of the loch is according to the first shita that we're knowing, we don't eat anything after the matzah shall after kaim. Exactly about the Indian, if we hold like the Rashbam, the third, that's what Achol is showing him. Exactly which matzah are we mekayim our mitzvah with? Are we mekayim the mitzvah's matzah with the first kezayis matzah we eat? Or are we first mekayim our mitzvah at the end, the shas we eat the afikoyimim? His face is also mitzvah. His face says, Pshitam, if a person does have a lot of matzah, avavadi yisle matzah lechol sudosoyin, it's a good thing to eat the matzah at the beginning. Make a bracha right away on that matzah. Matzah means the kind of mitzvah then. The yachakach b'gmas tudosoi yochol kazayis matzah v'yetam matzah v'piz. Stam, and then at the end of the meal, like we do after kaim it's an Indian, see that after kaim at the end. So there's the time, the taste of the matzah should stay in your mouth. So taste of the ikka mitzvah la rishayna. But the ikka mitzvah when the kaim is the first kazayis we eat. She bol it to yovin. That comes when we're still hungry, that's a good achila. The gam yil of soif, tam matzah v'piz, v'yesa kazayas achron. And it's also we eat the afikomen, so at the time the taste pays in our mouth. That's one shot that he says. Then taste in the sub, and taste says no. The afilu imika matzah v'achronim. Afilu you want to say like Rashbam learns, that the ikka matzah even is man of them, is the afikomen, that's the ikka matzah. That's the ikka mitzvah we're doing. Ain't that time, it's not such a big hashom, im ono mevorchen ala rishoyne, can they lift their amatzah shlachroyne? Like, how come then we make a broch ala chilas matzah at the beginning by the first achila, even though the ikka mitzvah first doing it later on? Since they say also, let me show on Rashbam. Shor ein lavorach ala chroyne, mishum shlayacha shimila krisiyu, you can't make a broch at the end. Because since you already ate the matzah, it's not nice to first eat the matzah, then make a broch on it. Av yaku lavorach ala rishoyne. You could make the broch ala chilas matzah on the first kazayas matzah. V'tipoter achroyne. And this bracha right now helps for the afikomen, even though that's the ikra mitzvah. Shehi ikra mitzvah, because we should say yellow garb chidul, we have before. Yes, Tosfos is mesupik about this. Exactly which is the ikra mitzvah. We are mekayim the ikra mitzvah. Yeah. Now the Maya said the first part of the Gemara said the Chiddush, that Amay afikomen, Amay Rav, Shlo Yakru Mechabur Lechabura. You should not move from one chabura to another chabura. Now, some Rishonim learn this applies to Zman Azer also. And that's where the Ramor Paskin. Now, Zman Azer, B'Shas, we're eating our afikomen, which is Zecha, the Korban Pesach, or Zecha for the Matzah, that was eating with the Korban Pesach. You're not supposed to eat the afikomen mechabura chabura. You can't start eating the afikomen at this table, and then in the middle of eating the afikomen, walk over to another table and finish eating over there. That Allah applies today also. Like that's the klal of shloyaku mechabura chaburim. For one chabura of the Korban Pesach, you should not eat the meat here, and then eat the meat someplace else. So that applies also to the achilas afikomen. Either some learn the afikomen we eat now. Poshid learned at the first shita here in Tosfos, like we hold poshid that we were already in the kind of mitzvah matzah by the first achilas matzah. That's poshid the way we hold. The first kazayis matzah we eat, that's the mitzvah matzah. Our Indian that eating the afikomen, that's tam zecha the Korban Pesach. That was eating at the end of the meal. But I call upon him, since the zechel of Korban Pesach, just like the Korban Pesach itself, you're not allowed to eat it in two different chaburis. You can't start eating it here and get up and eat it someplace else. Who are then the afikomen also? You have to be careful. When you start eating the afikomen in one place, you have to finish it there. You shouldn't start eating it in the dining room and then get up and go to the kitchen and finish eating it. Ramos says it's also water. Tosfos says, not like that. Tosfos says the din is only by the Korban Pesach and not by matzah. But halacha, we hold it applies even by matzah also. Right. Omar Rova, matzah bizman azer diraisa. That's that we eat matzah today, even though there's no Korban Pesach, we're mekayim a mitzvah diraisa. Umoro de rabbonim. But that's that we eat matzah moro today, it's only mid rabbonim. Umayshino moro de chsiv. How come moro today is only mid rabbonim? Because the Pesach says, al matzah is umrorim yachluhu, that the mitzvah is eat the moro with the matzah, with the Korban Pesach. So when you have all three together, then you're mekayim mid diraisa. It's a diik, bizman diik a pesach yesh moro. Midiraisa, when you have a Korban Pesach, then there's a mitzvah midiraisa to eat tomorrow. Although with Zman, the Lekka Pesach, but like today, we don't have a Korban Pesach, midiraisa is Lekka tomorrow. There's no mitzvah to eat tomorrow midiraisa. It's only midirabonah that we eat tomorrow now. For the Gemara, b'zoi matzah nami. So the same svara should apply eating matzah today also. Hoksir, the Pesach also says,
Al matzah some rurim yochlu. You see the matzah with the mur with the korban pesach. The korban matzah also is only midiraisa. This man should base the mitzvahim. So how come today we say it's midiraisa? How come Rava says it's midiraisa? And for the Gemara, matzah meheder hode bekru. There's a special pasuk for the mitzvah to say eat matzah pesach by night. The pasuk says vaerev toichlu matzah. An extra pasuk that at night time pesach by night you should eat matzah. So that applies even as man said that there's no korban pesach. Still in the midst of the Yeraisa. For Avachar, that's where we hold off like that. We hold it's midiraisa. For Avachar by Yaakov Omar, no. He holds Echot Zeh, V'Echot Zeh, V'Rabonim. That is man is there, there's no Korban Pesach, no mitzvah, matzah is only midirabonim. Why? Because it only is he dashan d'ika posik, al matzah sum rorim yachluhu. There's only a mitzvah, there's man the Pesach to have the matzah in the morim. For the Gemara, Elo, Atsir, the Erev Teuchlu matzah, we have another posik that says, there's a mitzvah esrei tit matzah that night. That's not telling the korban pesach. Have the Gemara of Acha b'Yakov does something else with that pasuk. Mi boyle he needs the pasuk letomei v'shoyev v'dek rechoyka. Even this man that was the base hamikdash, this man that was the korban pesach around. But if you're a talmudic person that you can't bring the korban pesach, or else you're far away that you have a p'tur not to bring a pesach rishon, still you should know there's a chi if you tit matzah. That's the chiddush of that pasuk. The Erev Teuchlu Matzah means at the time when there is a Korban Pesach around, and you have a Ptur in the Korban Pesach, still there's a mitzvah for you to eat matzah. The Salka, the Chachamim, goes, I would think, Kivon de Pesach Layachli. Since this person now that's Tomei, or he's far away from Yerushalayim, he doesn't eat the Korban Pesach. I would think Matzah Morah, Namela Nechol, he's not Mechuyev Tit Matzah Morah, Kamash Mela, no, but he has the Chiyev Tit Matzah Koponim. The Rishbam says, Ehimi Boyle Le Tomei B'Shoyev Dei Rechoykel. Uvizman Shabbat Mitzkayim. Right, so hey, since there is a Korban Pesach around, then we say he's Mechuyev Matzah. Mashenkim is man is there that nobody has the Korban Pesach, then we say you're potter from Matzah. Well, Rabbi Ramalach, Rabbi says like this, Tomei, to show you Badek Rechaik, if somebody was Tomei, this man is Mitzkayim Mitzkayim, or else he was far away, like Sarah Kroah, I don't need this Pesach for that purpose to tell us he has to eat Matzah. To Leigara me Oral Ben Echer, that person is not worse than an oral. Somebody does not have a bris milo, or ben necha, somebody that's like oyvad aboy de zara. Somebody that's menachem aisala, or lovish of a shemayim. He's not the kairis. So he's a mumer. That person wants potter, he doesn't bring a korban pesach, but still he has a mitzvah sefer, to eat the matzah. The Tanya would write like this, kol oral lo yecha boy. The pasuk says, an oral, somebody does not have a bris milo, cannot eat from the korban pesach. So the dik is, boy en yechol. He can't eat from the korban pesach. Abel oyechol ve matzah morim. But he has a chiyuv tit matzah morim. But that's how it's rovim. So Mashiach is man the base of Migdish, that there was a korban pesach around, even though you're potter from being in the korban pesach, because you're tomei, you're derech rechoyka, you're an oral, but that's this posik boy. The Torah only parted you from a korban pesach. Mashiach, for matzah, you have a chiyuv. Because about now, in this man, there is a pesach around, that's called you mechuyuv to bring it. Mashiach, if this man is there, that there's no korban pesach, he holds your potter. Oh, no, this is Rav, don't forget. But Rav holds, don't forget. I mean, Rav holds, you don't need a pasuk. Rav holds, Shita. So what do you do with the pasuk there of Tirch L'matzah? You have to tell us that as man is there, there's also a chiyuv in the right to eat matzah. Amad Amor. Nidach. What is Rav Acha? The question of Acha by Yaakov. What is Rav Acha by Yaakov said at the pasuk of there of Tirch L'matzah? Teat matzah at night. Does not go on as man is there, but it's going on as man is there. If somebody was Tomei, or Derek Rechaiko, that you need a pasuk to tell us, even though he doesn't mean a Korban Pesach, still he has to eat matzah, the kashrus is, why doesn't he learn out from Oru? The pasuk is by an Oru, even though you don't have a bris milah, that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, but still it's a diyak boy, only in the Korban Pesach you're potter from, but matzah mori, but matzah yasi, so why does he need dashing like that? And the male of Erev Tirch L'matzah goes as long as there, vidah ksiv bahai uksiv bahai, says it both places, it says it by Oru, and it says it by Tomei also. A ver of Tehlu Matzah goes on a Tomei and Derech Rechoykum. O Tzrich, I need both Tzukim. That's what Rav Acha B'Yakov holds. So the Rashbam, Tzir Bahai, Tzir Bahai, O Tzricham. Tzir Tomei B'Shev Derech Rechoykum, Lo Yalav from Yorul, I don't learn it out from an Orul or Ben Echer. So if Lei Tashlum on the Pesach Sheni, because on Derech Rechoykum and a Tomei, they could bring a Pesach Sheni. Hilkach Lo Yoichol Matzah Rishon. Maybe I would think that Potter for meeting a Matzah also on Pesach Rishon. Actually, Yatzah Pesach Sheni. Like maybe now Pesach Rishon they have no mitzvah at all, even a matzah. Why? Because they'll bring a Pesach Sheni and then we'll eat the matzah. V'yikayim ha-matzah tamarim yachlu. Avul orul, o ben necher. Dinu sheyechlu matzah. But then I understand why the Torah says they should eat matzah even berishon. Do layach libishem, because they don't need the pesach sheni. An oral can't eat pesach sheni. I, because of Rachmona, a bear of sheyechlu matzah, let us just say this one posik. Have a magnina lay biol, I would say it's only going on oral ben echor. Mishum lelech betash lumen, because they can't bring a pesach sheni. Therefore, they have mitzvah to eat matzah the first night. Avul tamei. The derech rechayka, but somebody with a tamei derech rechayka. The yisle tashlumin, he could bring a pesach sheni. Maybe learn a chaylev rishon. He's talking potter from matzah pesach rishon. That's why we think. Hilka kos rechmona tamei b'shem derech rechayka. Therefore, Rav Yaakov said the Torah has to say it two times. One posik by an orul, he has to eat matzah, and another posik bear of teichle matzah is that even tamei and derech rechayka, he also has to eat matzah. So the maratanya kabos b'rova, bring your raya to rova. They don't know that bezman hazeh matzah is midiraita. Yeah, we use the pasuk bear of teichel matzah for the chi of matzah today. The why pasuk says sheishes yomim teichel matzahs uvayoy mashvi yatzer Hashem lekecha. 6 days eat matzah. The 7th day it's yomtiv. Mashvi rishus, just like the 7th day it's rishus. Af sheishes yomim rishus. Also, all 6 days is also rishus. Rashi shvi rishus. The chiddu uvayoy mashvi yatzer. Well, like see if teichel matzah. The 7th day for sure doesn't say you have to eat matzah. It just says don't do malacha. But it doesn't say to eat the matzah. Sherei hoitzim in a cloud, takes it out of the cloud. Is av sheishish yomim rishus. Even though the pasuk says sheishish yomim teichel matzah, it doesn't mean it's a mitzvah esem in the right son to eat matzah all 6 days. It's only rishus. Shem rosa lecha bosa b'loy lechem or lesanis rishus biyodi. Like the only the first night is a mitzvah to eat matzah. But the rest of yom tov pesach, if you want a fair, or just eat meat, you could do it. There's no mitzvah in the right to eat matzah. My time, what do we make this rosh? Have a dove shoye v'chlau. The yotzim in a klau is a lamed. Learn a lamed a lasam, not only to learn about itself, yotza, el lamed ala klau kulu yotza. It's come to teach us for everything. The Rashbam, have a dove shoye v'chlau. They have saved shivas yom teichel matzah. Now the pasuk says, no, all 7 days you have to eat matzah. The yotzim in a klau by kuro. Here the pasuk says, by kuro, the sheshish yom tziv. Here it only says 6 days, not 7 days. Is a lamed shi rishus. The teacher is only rishus. Well, there's a lamed alas alavadai, so the 7th day we see clearly is only rishus. Because here it says only 6 days, not the 7th day. Now that it says not the 7th day, it comes to teach us, not only for itself that the 7th day is only rishus, el lamed ala klal kulay. It comes back to teach on even the first 6 days. Dino zayin yom on all 7 days. There's the wachas miyud gimamidis. This is one of the yud gimamidis. I tell the gracious man. The yachas sheminin, I call upon him that the matzah is manas ev yiraisa, or moro de rabbonin. So a tiny kabosa de rova, we bring a riot to rova here. The kaim lo namik Reb Yechonin. We also pass on Reb Yechonin, Rashi says. The yomar ein oichlen acha matzah choyva shabach roin de klum. That after yiti afi koimin, the Rashbam shittur is, that's the mitzvah de rice of matzah, you're not allowed anything else after that. Why? Lo levatel ta matzah minay. Not to take away the taste of matzah from your mouth. Avo shtiyas yayin lo levatle. The shtiyah lo levatle achilu minay. This is the Rashbam shittur. Chorus Akasha, how do we eat the fourth, drink the fourth kais? Or how do we drink the kais of Birchas HaMosim? The crew drinking yayin after. So Rashbam holds that shtiya, drinking, is not mevatel le'achilum. According to Rashbam Shita, you would be allowed to take drinks after the Seder. If you want to drink soda later on, it would be mutter. So rather, Shitas learn not like that. They learn that even shtiya is also water. Only water is mutter. We drink the dalat kaisis, that's because there's a mitzvah to drink the dalat kaisis. But not for the dalat kaisis, it's also to drink anything. Only water is mut, according to some shittas. Yeah. Right. Yochol, I would think, af laila rishon rishus, maybe even the first night is also only rishus to eat matzah. Talmud Leim, the pasuk says, al matzah isum rorim yachlu. Now what does a mitzvah says say to eat matzah? Now the price ends off. Ein li yelo bizman shebesimitish kayim. That's very good, bizman the besimitish was there, that you have the korban pesach, you have al matzah isum rorim yachlu, to eat the matzah, moron, and korban pesach together. All three, that's midiraita. What about this man shein beis hamikdash kaim minayin? How do we know, like Rava holds, that even this man is dead, there's no beis hamikdash? Still, midiraisa is the mitzvah says to eat matzah. Talmaleim with the bris stands off clearly for erev toichlo matzis is our kosev kovu chayva. The pasuk comes to tell us the chiddush that even when there's no korban pesach, even though there's no chiyuv to eat tomorrow, but matzah korbanim has a new pasuk to it. Erev toichlo matzis is the mitzvah midiraisa to eat matzah, and that's the way we hold. This man is there, matzah is midiraisa. So the Mishnah. Yoshnoi miksosim. If half of the, some of the people fell asleep, by Seder by night, and this posture is going, b'shas eating the afikomen, or while you're eating the korban pesach. If in the middle of the meal you fall asleep, there's nothing wrong.
just wake up and finish eating. But while you're eating the after kaimin, or while you're eating the Pesach, it depends. If only a few of them fell asleep, is yoichlum. They're allowed to continue eating when they wake up. What about kulon? Let's say everybody fell asleep by Pesach by night, while they're reading the after kaimin, they fell asleep in the middle of it. The locher is lo yoichlum. You're not allowed to eat anything more. And why not? We said because we all, when you fall asleep, it's called like a shinui. And when you wake up now, if you continue eating, it's like you're eating a new eating. And that's the lacha before we had the beginning, that Rav says, you're not allowed to eat the Pesach in one place, and then eat it in another place. So when you go to sleep and wake up, it's like eating in two different places. Therefore, if you're the only person, or everybody by the side that fell asleep, you're not allowed to continue eating. What? Only the Korban Pesach, or else the after kaimin. But if you fell asleep stam in the middle of the meal, you didn't start the after kaimin, then there's nothing wrong. For stam the meal itself, you can eat wherever you want. It's only you did in the after kaimin or the Pesach. That's Rashbam. In the schilul lechol pifkon, you started to eat the Korban Pesach. The yoshtun, you went to sleep. Is lo yoichlu, you cannot continue eating. Why not? You can't finish your Korban Pesach. The niro ka'oichol pifkon bebeis mekoimis. Because it looks like you're eating your Korban Pesach in two different places. Because first you started to eat before you went to sleep. The miyaka shiyoshtu, once you fell asleep, hasicha daitim lechlu, you like, your mind went away from eating anymore. The choshev leitana kachilish ten mekoimis. If you wake up right now, it's considered like you're eating it in two different places. Even though really it's not really two different places. Really it's the exact same table, exact same place. You just put your head down on your hands and you went to sleep. And you wake up. But Rashbam, the chumra bialmu. It's only about the rabbonim think of it. Sama chumra. It looks like eating the korban in two different places. Rashbam says then, the third line here, vua dinami b'matzah b'zmanazim. The same issue applies to Zman Hazem when we eat matzah. Le'yacha shizcho lecho matzah choy v'bachroina. If you started to eat the afikoymin, the yoshin, you fell asleep, is hefsek achilhi. That's considered like you stopped eating now. You finished your afikoymin. V'shuv lo yoichal, you cannot eat anymore. Mishum di avida zech lepesach. Because we do the afikoymin zech lepesach. V'zman se v'smitish chayim. V'chaymukha v'gemorah. The afilu v'zman hazeh ma'aritanam. Like before, time we show them a few like a matzah of chaimin. They can't sift the idach lishne amin of maftirin. Amar lo zisim minay liel. The woman that says you are allowed to eat does not stop an issue of eating afterwards. It's a new issue Rashbam learns. If you fall asleep, it looks like eating in two different places. See if you continue eating, it's okay. But once you fall asleep, it looks like you finished eating here. And when you wake up, it's a chum. It looks like you want to eat someplace else. So you fall asleep in the middle of the after chaimin. You're not allowed to continue eating anymore. Right, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Nisnam no, if it's time, doze off a little bit.